We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we begin another week covering the great sport of kings, horse racing, Las Vegas style, from our studios here in Las Vegas at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard and the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the show. We also welcome all of our listeners on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. All of our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, your iPhone, your Android, and your Google phone with your apps that you can get at your app store, KSHP app. Of course, you can listen through the radio station and the YouTube app. Of course, you can see us on the YouTube network here, the streaming network, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. We're counting down now, 10 days and counting until the Kentucky Derby. We're getting anxious here. And I know you are, too, for the Run for the Roses, America's most famous horse race, and, of course, the fastest 2 minutes, they say, in sports. We welcome you to the show. We're going to try to update you on all of the good stuff that's happening leading up to the Kentucky Derby, including all of the great stuff that's going to be happening here at the South Point, like our Kentucky Derby preview show that's going to be right here on the YouTube streaming network, only at the YouTube streaming network. Can't get it on the radio station, won't get it on any of the other outlets that we have, the assortment of outlaw outlets that we have during our regular shows. The Kentucky Derby special show will be only presented here at the South Point Studios streaming network on YouTube on Wednesday, 1 week from today at 3 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to have our handicappers here, Jonathan Hardoon and John Lindo, along with Chris Andrews, who is the sports director here in Las Vegas at the South Point, and a tremendous handicapper for horse racing. He loves the game as well. Vinny Maliulo, of course, the odds maker here at the South Point, who also loves racing. Of course, we'll have Dwayne Carlucci from the Rampart. He'll be here as well as on today's show as well, because obviously it's Wednesday, time for Carlucci and his report out of the Rampart. And maybe a guest handicapper or two. We don't know yet, but we got a hell of a lineup, a real good lineup set up for the Kentucky Derby preview show. It's going to be a great show, and we're planning on some giveaways for you. Can't say what, but we're going to have some questions related to the Kentucky Derby history, and we're going to use it on our chat box only. So if you go to the YouTube position we're on, the South Point Studios network, and the Race Day page, you'll see, of course, as we always tell you, about the chat box on the right-hand side of the page. Now, in order to participate in the chat box, all you have to do is subscribe, and that's free. So you just go there, you subscribe, and get on there. And as we ask the questions, our head producer here, our man on the scene, Sean, is going to be charting the chat box. And as soon as the first person comes up with the answer on the question we ask on the show, they'll get a giveaway. We're going to give away, I think, a couple of free buffet here at the South Point. And one of the greatest buffets left in town here at the South Point. And so that'll happen on our show, on the Wednesday show only, here at the South Point streaming, 1 week from today. The Wednesday special show, not our morning show, but the Wednesday special show, okay? So keep that in mind. And then that will start a series of all of the things that we'll be doing for the Kentucky Derby, like on Friday, 1 week from this coming Friday. Friday, the Kentucky Oaks Day. We'll have our annual Kentucky Derby seminar in the Grand View Lounge adjacent to the Racebook here in the South Point. It'll go at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. in the lounge, right after the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing is over, and, of course, the late races out at Santa Anita. And then we'll get started. And, of course, it's the lounge, so you can get, you know, nice seating and all that, cocktails and all that. We'll be on stage. I'm going to have Jonathan Hardoon and John Linda with us as well for the seminar, our two big handicappers there. They're going to go over the Derby. We're going to go over the Derby, but then I'm going to ask them about some of the great races that are also on the card for Saturday, as well as what they took away from the Kentucky Oaks Day of Racing. And, of course, some question and answer sessions as well. That happens on the seminar at the Grand View Lounge on Friday night, the 2nd of May, in the Grand View Lounge here in South Point. Then when all of that stuff is done, with all of our preparatory work is done, it's time to get it on, the race day, Kentucky Derby Day. Kentucky Derby Day will have a big, big party going on in the exhibit hall, a viewing party in the exhibit hall here in Las Vegas. Big movie-type, huge theater screens to watch the Kentucky Derby and all the races from Churchill. And, of course, smaller screens for the races around the country that you can bet as well. Big banquet tables, bring your friends, have a party here. Yeah, the big tables hold between, I think, 8 and 10 people. And, of course, you can spread all your handicapping paraphernalia, food and beverage discounts in there. You got a full bank of betting windows, big bank of betting windows, and kiosks as well, and a Kentucky Derby hat contest. So bring your best lid and your best lady with her lid along for the big party on Kentucky Derby Day in the exhibit hall. And, of course, they'll have cash prizes for that as well. We're going to have a lot of fun there. And we invite all of you to come out and join us. Myself and John Lindo and Jonathan Hardoon will be there. Come on up to our table. Introduce yourself. We love to see the people who see us every day on the show as well. All of that, what I just told you complete. Everything is free. First out of your pocket will be maybe buying a beverage or a something to eat. And, of course, making bets. We want you to keep most of your money to make your bets so we can see if we can cash some tickets. All of that is free, including starting out with parking your car in the parking lot, okay? Join us Kentucky Derby Week. It starts 1 week from today with the Kentucky Derby Special Show. Okay, that's done now. We want to remind you about some other things that are happening. Churchill Downs will open on Saturday. Keeneland Racecourse will end its racing on Friday. So Friday will be the last day at Keeneland. Saturday will be opening day at Churchill Downs. It's a nighttime racing card that will open at Churchill Downs. By the way, Woodbine in Canada also opens on Saturday. Want to remind you about that. And as far as things happening this week, Santa Anita left money on the table on Sunday, so they'll have a pick six carryover at Santa Anita when they resume on Friday. Of $68,000 plus there. And so looking at this weekend's racing, this weekend there's going to be a stakes race each at Aqueduct, Churchill, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, Santa Anita, and Woodbine. And Santa Anita will host a Grade 3. On Friday, Keeneland will have one Grade 3 race as well on their closing day there. So we got a lot going on. Now the Kentucky Derby. All right, we had no defections over the weekend, our weekend, Monday and Tuesday. We didn't see any defections, so the leaderboard still sits the way it did when we left you on Sunday. And we're still waiting to see if Baeza can squeeze himself into the field. We'll wait and see. He's three away from doing that. The California horses are starting to arrive. Journalism, the expected favorite for the Kentucky Derby, and Rodriguez both, along with the filly Tenma, all arrived at Churchill Downs yesterday. The other horses from Southern California, 16 horses are already on the grounds at Churchill Downs, but the other horses coming from California, and Citizen Bull is one of those, will be arriving Thursday at Churchill Downs. The draw for the races on Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, all of those races, including the Kentucky Derby, obviously, are going to be drawn on Saturday. That'll be the draw on Saturday. Rich Eng says there'll be a special Kentucky Derby Day racing form covering all of those races, obviously with the Derby in it. That special edition will be wherever you get your racing form on Tuesday. All right, so you'll have about 4 days before the Kentucky Derby Day. So that's how the table is set right now. And all I can say is that, it's going to be a lot of fun anticipating this Kentucky Derby. Today on the show, we have Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Of course, Mr. Carlucci, Dwayne Carlucci from The Rampart. It's Wednesday. We got him on the show, as well as Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J. We have this is kind of a special Wednesday of racing because today we have two major racetracks that are not normally on our Wednesday racing menu. They include Aqueduct that is picking up a special day of one of their blackout days. When they're canceled days. So Aqueduct is running today with a special card. And, of course, Keeneland Racecourse also running today. You got three more days left to Keeneland today, tomorrow, and Friday. And as far as Keeneland is concerned, you better look out for trainers Bill Mott and Rusty Arnold. Now, Rusty Arnold had a couple of wins over the weekend. And with those couple of wins, he has tied Bill Mott with 307 total lifetime wins at Keeneland. They are tied now for the winningest trainer in Keeneland, okay? And Arnold gets the first shot at being the outright winner of that title. With his first chance will come in the third race today at Keeneland. So keep in mind, those guys are going for the winningest trainer of all time at Keeneland as we make it into the final 3 days there. What happened on Sunday? Santa Anita on Sunday. Had a special racing card, of course, on Easter Sunday. And as far as anything happening there, Giovanni Franco had a couple of wins. He won the third race and also came back in the sixth race with a $16.80 winner, giving trainer Ismael Cavarillo his first Santa Anita win ever. In the American Stakes, the stakes race on the card on Sunday, Cabo Spirit went gate to wire again, just like he did last time. They led him on the lead, didn't pressure him. He went gate to wire in the 1 mile American Stakes. Mike Smith aboard again for George Papadromo, paying $15.20 for that win, outrunning the big favorite, King of Gosford, and Endlessly, who finished third in that race. Remember, we were talking about Endlessly the other day. And as far as other winners, Hector Barrios, he had a big day. He had three wins. And, of course, Barrios, of those three wins, two of them came on the turf. His third win of the day for John Sadler, paid $13.60 in the ninth race. That was him and Sadler's second win together. He and Sadler opened the card on the turf with a winner that paid $8.60. And then Barrios came back in the second race on the dirt for Carla Gaines and paid $3.80. Nobody had the pick six on Sunday, Easter Sunday, so you got that carryover going for Friday. All right, as far as the temperatures are concerned here in Las Vegas, we're getting in warm weather now. It is right now 66 degrees out. We're going to get up to 85 degrees today. It's going to be this way throughout the entire week, through the weekend, except when we get to the weekend, it's going to dip into the 70s. But it's always fast, firm, and perfect, of course, in the race and sports books here. As far as the rest of the country, Miami today is going to top out at 81. New York, 74 degrees there for the racing today in New York. Chicago, got a little bit of rain going on there at 74 degrees. Phoenix, Arizona, 91, and that's the hot spot in the nation today, Phoenix, Arizona. And in Los Angeles, it'll be 67 degrees here again in Las Vegas. We're going to top out at 85 degrees. And as far as any precipitation is concerned, just hit and misses, a few little pops here and there, a little bit in Texas, a little bit in Wisconsin, etc., but nothing really serious. Coasts are clear, as well as the Gulf of America is clear as well. So with that in mind, we'll go to our first break and get started with your racing menu, and then we're off to the races with our handicappers. So don't go away. We'll be right back and chat away on the chat box on YouTube. Just get there and subscribe if you haven't already. The chatters are alive and well and chatting away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Before we get started with our racing menu, and a few people chatting away already on the chat box tells us that the six-episode series, the six episodes on Netflix, Race for the Crown, it's a 50-50 tie right now as far as the reviews are concerned. Some people liked it, and some people thought it was just kind of like fluffy business as usual, so we'll wait and see about that. Those episodes, of course, on Netflix. Okay, let's get started with the racing menu for today. We begin by reminding you that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race book today here at the South Point. If you are listening anywhere else in another time zone around the world, plenty of different time zones, well, adjust the Pacific time zone to whatever one you're in, and then you won't miss anything. I want you to miss a shot at maybe betting a race because you missed the post time. Just adjust it from the Pacific post time so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here we go. We begin with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has nine races today. Their first post time is at 9:30 at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay first post time is at 9:30 for their nine race card. Okay, Parks Racing is next. Now, Parks Racing has a carryover in their Pick 5 jackpot. Stands at $26,301, $26,301. First post time at Parks for 10 races today is at 9:40 at Parks. Then we go to Keeneland Racecourse. Last 3 days of the Keeneland meet for this spring. The first post time is 10 a.m. today at Keeneland. And Keeneland Racecourse has a super high 5 carryover left over from their last racing card. The super high 5 carryover at Keeneland, $10,587. First post time at Keeneland is set at 10 a.m. for their 8 race card. Then we go to Aqueduct, the big A in New York, where Aqueduct, of course, they say it's going to be sunny, 62 degrees, and the track will be fast. And the turf courses will be firm. I guess we start on the turf racing today at Aqueduct. Aqueduct's first turf race of the day is the 6th race on the card on the outer turf course. The 8th race will be the first on the inner turf course. 2 turf races today at Aqueduct, and a first post time of 10:10 for their 8 race card. First post time 10:10. Like I say, sunny and 62 degrees there. Fast and firm, firm. All right, Horseshoe Indianapolis is next. Horseshoe Indianapolis had the highest payoff in the nation yesterday there with their gimmick. 9 races today at Horseshoe Indianapolis. The last race on the card, the 9th race, will be a quarter horse race for maidens. So you got 8 to thoroughbreds and then a quarter horse race that ended up at Horseshoe Indianapolis. And a first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis with a super high 5 carryover, $1,999, is set at 11:10. 11:10 at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Turf Paradise is next. Turf Paradise has 9 races. Their first 2 races at Turf Paradise will be quarter horses, and then the 3rd through 9th will be the regular thoroughbred races. And Turf Paradise has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $27,849. First post time, 12:55 at Turf Paradise today. Then we go to Penn National. Penn National has 7 races today, and Penn National's first post time with a small super high 5 jackpot carryover of $295. First post time at Penn National, 2:45. We'll go to Evangeline Downs next. They have 8 races. Evangeline Downs is set to go at 3:30. 3:30 first post at Evangeline Downs. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown. Charlestown races has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $6,736. Their first post time for 9 races at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown today. All right, time to get to Jonathan Hardoon. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Ralph. 1 week from today, I will get to see you in person.
Oh, you're going to jet on in 1 week from today. You better. You better be here at the. You better be here at 3 o'clock. You tell that pilot. You tell that pilot. Tell that pilot no delays. No delays. We don't want any delays. Get that thing here on time.
No delays. No layovers. So no. That's good.
Anyhow, getting excited about the Derby?
A little bit. Yeah, I guess when the draw comes out, that's when the juices will start flowing.
Okay. Well, all I can say is most of the horses, 16 of them, as a matter of fact, already on the grounds at Churchill Downs. So we'll see how they react first to getting the getting over the track, etc. And of course, when they sent the horses from Southern California, journalism and Rodriguez and Tenman. Tenema, I should say. Citizen Bull wasn't on the plane, but they said he's going to be on the second plane coming out.
Yeah, and I'm sure Baeza will also be going out, because even if he doesn't get into the Derby, I guess he's going to run in the Pat Day Mile. So,
well, let's hope so. I mean, you know, all those preparations and getting out there. Okay, you didn't get into the Derby, but let's do something. He's ready to go.
He absolutely is, and, you know, it was unfortunate for him that the last race he was in, they reduced the points, but those are the rules. You know, there were 6 horses or whatever, and they did not allot the full 100-point schedule or whatever it was, so he was a victim of that.
You know, you and especially Jerry and, for the most part, most of the handicappers out there, do not take heed into the workouts of these horses leading into the Kentucky Derby. They did say that Sovereignty had a strong workout the other day, but you guys have always said, well, you expect that as they're going to the most important race. They're tuning in and getting ready for that race. That's the day that's circled on the calendar from those trainers. They're going to get their horses in the best effort. So we're just looking for horses that might not be doing well, right?
That's the whole key. It's like when you get information in a race, you'd rather have a trainer that doesn't like his horse as opposed to a trainer that likes his horse, because for the most part, let's be honest, everyone that's running in the race love their horse. But when you get a knock on a horse, sometimes it's more important, and you should put more emphasis into a horse that isn't doing well.
Jonathan, you know, when you take a look at that, really, it's some horses like particular surfaces, other horses do not. So I think it's more important to see how these horses travel over the Churchill Downs main track, because it's a unique main track in the fact that it's got to be the fastest drying main track in all of the racetracks in the United States that run, because it could pour in the morning, and yet by post time for the Derby, the track could be fast. When I was working in that part of the country along with Rich Ang, they were telling us that the composition of that track has a lot to do from the mud that they took out from the Ohio River that goes through there that put on the racetrack. So whatever the case may be, that's the way it is there. And it seems like horses that maybe perform well at Oaklawn Park do best over the Churchill Downs, the surface. But, you know, you never know. You get a horse that has been running in other racetracks in a marginal way, et cetera, and you get them on the Churchill track, and all of a sudden they perk up. So these are the things I think we have to watch out for, and these are the things that we have educated eyes in the morning to pick up.
Not only that, Ralph, out of the 20 horses that are going to be in the Derby, how many of them do you think have run over the Churchill Downs course in the past? Maybe a handful. I mean, you probably have a couple of Cox horses, and, you know, horses that are stabled out there and trainers that are stabled out there. But for the most part, they're shipping in from all over the world, really. And it could be their first race over the track. And this week or next week will certainly be their first time over the track. So that certainly is important.
Not to mention that we have to remind everybody out there that these horses are three-year-olds. We're coming into the spring, and three-year-olds tend to change their ability and past performances in running either one way or the other more drastically than they will as they mature in racing for the rest of the year.
It's always like that with lightly raised horses. You know, the switch goes on a lot of times after a race or two or three or four, whatever it is. And you got to see where the light turns on and the switch goes. And there are going to be horses that are going to absolutely love it. And I'm sure there are going to be a handful of horses that don't care for it. But again, you have to pay attention, do your homework, watch the work shows. You know, they're all over the place. Now you can get it on the internet. Mm-hmm. They're showing works everywhere. So yeah. No excuse not to do your homework.
And I got to tell you that, we're in search of Mr. Ed. Maybe he could talk to him and let us know and take the guessing out of it. So we'll wait and see if we can get a hold of him. In the meantime, let's switch and get to some winners today, guys. You guys were my handicappers. You know, we tell it as it is on this show. Our handicappers were a little lean last week on your picks, but the things that
we lost the race on Sunday that. 8 out of 10 people called us a winner. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, that photo finish, please. That was, you know, when you measure, when you're trying to measure a photo finish, you usually look at whether the horse's head or up or down. And then, believe it or not, folks, the next thing you look at is their back end. And if their back end is further back than the front end, I mean, than the other horse's back end, you're going to figure that maybe you lose the photo. I looked at that photo, I looked at the replay over and over again, and those two things had your horse on top, but yet they put, and I'm telling you, it was a lip. I mean, a small lip when they actually showed the photo finish.
And it looked like he never went past us, but I guess he did, and probably only on the wire. But last week we had a lot of seconds. Let's see if we could turn it around and get ready for the big week.
That's right. Go into the lip, handicapper. Handicappers are just like jockeys and trainers. They go through cycles, and we're gonna get something going today.
All right, let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 7. By the way, the weather is beautiful. No rain expected until tomorrow. So today is opening day on the grass course. So we have a couple of grass races. Yeah. And when they have grass racing in New York, obviously field sizes will increase as horses start to come back from Florida after their championship meet. Mm-hmm. Anyway, 7th race today at Aqueduct, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Laser Sharp. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the John Terranova barn. This horse spent the winter at Tampa. However, 3 races back, that race at Aqueduct was the best race of his career. He returns to Aqueduct today. Louis Rivera aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, Laser Sharp, to win today's 7th race out at Aqueduct.
Let's hope he lives up to his name. In the 7th race, number 3, Laser Sharp. The 3 in the 7th race at the Big A Aqueduct on this special Wednesday card there. That 7th race, number 3, Jonathan's play at the Aqueduct. And then we'll go down into Kentucky at Keeneland for today.
First race today at Keeneland, Ralph, 1/16 on the main track. And I like the number 3 horse in here, No Pardon. This is a 3-year-old filly from the Rudolph Brissett barn. Makes a first start as a 3-year-old. As a 2-year-old, her best race was at Keeneland 2 starts back. She returns as a 3-year-old today, gets Lasix for the first time. Love the rider, switch to Pratt. Like the price, 6-1 on the morning line. Number 3, No Pardon, wins today's opener out at Keeneland.
And that opener goes at 10 a.m. Pacific time. First race, 10 a.m. Pacific time at Keeneland. In the first, you like the 3, No Pardon. The 3, No Pardon, in the first race with Flavian Pratt aboard. That'll start out the early pick 5 as well. Want to remind everybody that you have full handicapping sheets for both Keeneland and Aqueduct at your website.
JONHARDOON.com. Ralph, if you get a chance, if you could ask Rich Eng if he knows if they'll be drawing Friday's Kentucky Oaks card on Saturday as well.
I will do so because he's going to come up next, my man. Thanks so much.
Exactly. I'll be listening for an answer. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Hey, you ought to be watching on YouTube. What the heck? In any case, we will return with Rich Eng right after this. Don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that's going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risks their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
Alrighty, back on today's Race Day Las Vegas show. Time to go to Rich Eng, standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie, did you hear what Jonathan wanted me to ask you?
No, I had the volume off. I just turned it on for my segment. What did he say?
He wanted to know if they were going to draw for the Kentucky Oaks card or the Kentucky Oaks proper the same day they do the draw for the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
You know what? I think they are. I'm going to double check and to tell Jonathan I'll have an answer for him and all the listeners tomorrow morning. I'll verify everything. But I believe the draw for the Oaks Day is no later than Sunday. So everything should be done this weekend.
Okay, but the Derby and all of the races, the entire Kentucky Derby Day card, Derby Day Saturday, the entire card of all those races and all those stakes races will be done on Saturday, and you'll have a special Kentucky Derby racing form just for that day's racing that will be, you can get, you can pick it up wherever you pick up your racing forms on Tuesday, correct?
That's correct. Tuesday morning, we'll have the Kentucky Derby Advance, and I know handicappers of your age, Ralph, and my age, we like having that hard copy form in our hands. I know others can handicap off the computer screen and their iPads and stuff like that. I'm old school. I really need the paper form to mark up.
Yeah, and you know that as well as I do that the old-time handicappers, it's like a holiday to them, so they go out and get a new set of marked pens for Derby weekend and for Breeders' Cup weekend. So we're about ready to get the new pens for that. In any case,
excellent.
We've got the last 3 days at Keeneland. You have been doing handicapping all meet long at Keeneland as well as Southern California. So you do have a handicap sheet for today at Keeneland at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. So without any further ado, let's get to a winner.
Yeah, let's go to race number 8, Ralph. I've had a bunch of horses hit the board but not win, so apologize for that. Let's see if we can get them a step or two faster.
Mm-hmm.
Race 8 at Keeneland is 1 mile on the turf. It's a maiden special weight. A horse has been showing some incremental improvement. Is the number 1 Indies Halo from Vicky Oliver. I know Vicky had a day over the weekend where she won a couple of races, like one at Keeneland and one at Gulfstream. So, knock on wood, maybe your barn's waking up and showing some better speed. But the Luis Saez ride should be able to save a lot of ground off and rally late. 1 Indies Halo in the 8th at Keeneland.
1 mile on the turf, shortest way home is right there down on the rail. The 8th race, number 1 Indies Halo, the 1 Indies Halo, Rich Eng's selection for the race day listeners. And again, a full sheet that Richie has for today's handicapping at Keeneland and, of course, the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. If it's Wednesday, we go to Dwayne Carlucci standing by there for Rampart. Dwayne, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing at the fabulous South Point?
Well, we're doing fine, man. We're getting kind of, you know, we're getting kind of revved up for the Kentucky Derby. And next week, of course, all of the big events that we have and programs that we have here on YouTube, as well as the draw for the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We're getting into it, buddy. We're in the home stretch for this one.
Yeah, I can't wait. I tell you, it's getting real exciting, too, watching all the workouts and, you know, trying to compare who's going to be, you know, in tip-top shape for this great running of the Kentucky Derby with no clear-cut standout, basically. You know, you look top to bottom. Journalism is the, you know, the favorite by a substantial amount. But, you know, this is definitely a wide-open race. He's been battle-tested, but only in small fields, and now you expand to a field of 20. So it's going to be a great race without a doubt.
Dwayne, I know that people are talking about the workouts, the horses, how they train on the track, the post position draw, etc., etc., etc. But there is another element to the Kentucky Derby that sometimes you have to take into consideration, and that is jockeys who have ridden in the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs on those big days with those big crowds and trying to keep their horses, you know, with concentrating on the race at hand. And, of course, how they ride the Kentucky Derby, because these jocks are not used to riding in 20-horse fields.
Yeah, definitely. And the perfect case in point is the horse that we were just talking about, Umberto Rispoli. He has limited experience in Kentucky Derby races, and definitely having that experience similar to, you know, Mike Smith. We hate to see Baffert win again. You know, some people love it, but he has a multitude of experience, whereas Rispoli doesn't have as much. You look for the riders that have been there, done that, know these big fields, ran in big races, whether they are overseas. You know, some of those Saudi Cups have huge fields, as well as the Dubai World Cup, and they have huge crowds with, you know, a lot of noise going on. Mm-hmm. The jockeys that remain cool, calm, and collected are definitely what you look for always. You get that with guys like Irad Ortiz and Mike Smith, like I spoke about, but there's always the outsiders, you know, that always have a chance as well. I mean, look at Sonny Leon. He had no experience, basically, mm-hmm. Ralph, and he was able to get the job done and navigate navigated a perfect trip, with his horse that year. So, you know, sometimes it means a lot, sometimes it doesn't. It's similar with horses first time in the country. I mean, we saw that with a lot of those UAE Derby winners early on, coming to the United States and having terrible starts, frisky around the crowds, getting washed out in the post parade. So all these factors are so important when handicapping the Kentucky Derby. And it's not just the riders, but the horses themselves that are not acclimated to these huge days. And there's very few of them anymore now, Ralph. It's unfortunate to say. The Breeders' Cup draws a huge crowd, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, the Belmont, we know that. But these horses, it's kind of hard to get acclimated to that sound and that rumbling, especially around the top of the stretch. You know, I've heard so many jockeys comment about that's where you get that rumble, and horses could get very skittish and, scared and frightened. So it's all a part of the handicapping game, and that's why we love this sport so much, because there's so many factors. And leading up to the race, schooling in the paddock, it's just a tremendous atmosphere and a unique atmosphere that these horses may not experience ever again in their lives.
And it'll be a unique atmosphere and a unique experience here in Las Vegas at both the Rampart and the South Point.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, we do it up, Ralph.
Yeah.
Both properties, each side of town. You know, we're just so excited. Horse racing will be fired up on the 55-foot video wall at the Rampart Casino. Like we said, we have hack contests.
Yep.
Bet $100 on the Kentucky Derby at my property. I will give you a voucher for our Clubhouse Deli for several food options, or you could use it for $5 off our fabulous brunch buffet. So we have a ton of options for the higher rollers. If you bet $1,000 throughout the day in Parimutuel wagers, we will comp you a buffet for two on the Preakness Saturday, 2 weeks later. So we've got so many fabulous, fabulous promotions at the Rampart. Plus, we have a great seminar. I know you guys have one the Friday night at the Cascade Lounge inside the Rampart Casino. Mm-hmm. Myself, Bob Ike, Jay Privman, who could ask for anything else?
Well, we can ask for a winner from you today. How about that, Dwayne?
Definitely. I'm going to try, Ralph. Keeneland looks like the place today, even though Aqueduct is running a special Wednesday card. I'm looking at the 9-horse in the 4th race, Bulldoze, Todd Pletcher, Irad Ortiz. We spoke about Irad. Definitely knows how to navigate this turf course, the regular course at Keeneland. He's just a fabulous rider, and his brother's actually been overshadowing him a little lately. So watch out for Jose Ortiz as well. But the 9, Todd Pletcher, 5-1. This horse, he made up a lot of ground in his first start. Then his second start, he came rumbling home with a tremendous closing kick. Mm-hmm. Look for him to appear late on the scene. I figure about the 8th pole to 16th pole, he'll be getting involved, and sky's the limit from there. I like his price as well. I think he'll get the job done today. Bulldoze, race 4 at Keeneland, Irad Ortiz, Todd Pletcher, fabulous combination
there. And the distance of the Preakness Stakes, 1 mile and 3/16 for this race, the 4th race on the card. Number 9, Bulldoze, is Dwayne Carlucci's play for us, the 4th race at Keeneland. Hey, thanks a lot, Dwayne. I know you guys are getting ready for a goodie. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, and then you'll be with us next Wednesday afternoon for the special Derby preview show as well. Thanks a lot, Dwayne.
Can't wait, Ralph. It's going to be spectacular. Thanks for having me as a part of the team.
You got it, my man, and rightfully so. All right, we're going to come back and wrap up the show with our closing acts, which is, of course, John Lindo and Jerry Jackowitz. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Wednesday. We go now to Southern California, where Mr. John Lindo is standing by. And John, 1 week from today, you're going to be here.
Yes, I will. I can't wait to get out there. Always fun time, Derby week out in Las Vegas.
And, of course, we'll be taking a look at Southern California races and a lot at Keeneland. I would imagine that your Kentucky Derby Lindo reports, your Lindo reports for Derby week are going to be jam-packed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do the entire week at Churchill Downs, starting with Tuesday through Saturday, and we'll also, as usual, continue with Santa Anita when they pick up next Friday. And this week we'll do finishing up at Keeneland, and we'll do the Santa Anita. We'll also do opening night at Churchill Downs on Saturday.
Now, John, I got to tell you, they're getting a little gimmicky with their play on words for the week of the Kentucky Derby. Now we know Derby Day is just Derby Day. That's Saturday. And Oaks Day is just Oaks Day on Friday, but they're trying to doll up a little bit the entire week there. So on Wednesday, they now call it Wednesday, W-I-N-S Day, Wednesday. And, of course, on Thursday, they call it Thurby Day, which is T-H-R-U-B-Y Day, Thurby Day. So they're getting kind of cute with that, but they got a lot of great races going on. Of course, they'll have a stakes race on opening night, which will be in the evening. At Churchill Downs on Saturday. But then next week, they're going to have two stakes races on Wednesday, three stakes races on Thurby Day, seven stakes races on Oaks Day, of course, one of them being the Kentucky Oaks, and Derby Day on that big card they got there, nine stakes races that include the Kentucky Derby. So we're going to have a lot of fun playing the races there. Any scuttlebutt in Southern California on the Derby horses?
No, journalism got out to Churchill Downs just fine. He actually galloped over that track this morning, and you got to like how professional he is. I mean, you know, with all those temporary buildings and everything else out at Churchill Downs, he didn't take a day to walk around and take a look. He just went on the track, did his gallop, and everything went fine there. And Rodriguez is out there, and so is Tenma for Bob Baffert. So the first series of horses from California went. And Ralph, they do enter both Oaks Day and Derby Day this coming Saturday. They'll double enter at Churchill Downs this Saturday.
All right. Thank you, John, for that. Real quick, do you have a thought of why Citizen Bull didn't make it on the first trip out there? I know there's a second plane going for horses from Southern California to Churchill Downs, but it seemed to me it was kind of odd that one of his two Derby horses would go there, but not the other.
No, I don't. And, you know, Bob Baffert will make a call, and maybe he only had a certain number of spots on that plane and a certain number on the other plane, and he had to pick and choose who needs to get out there earlier and who can go later. And, you know, we know Citizen Bull is a pretty seasoned horse. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He's danced a lot of dances, so maybe you can wait a little longer with him.
Well, we'll see, that's for sure. 16 of the 20 are already on the grounds there at Churchill Downs, and the rest are going to kind of trickle in before Saturday. And, of course, we got racing today at Keeneland, wrapping up the last 3 days of their spring meeting. You have a Lindo report for today at Keeneland, featuring all the races, a suggested late pick four, and all the goody information that Keeneland, the Keeneland races, the Lindo report, comprehensive Lindo report is available right now, right here at the South Point, free of charge, the only place you can get it in the gaming capital of the world. And, of course, it's complimentary here because they love horse players. Hey, what are we doing today, John?
Tell you what, first of all, keep an eye on the jocks. It's really bunched up as they go the last 3 days for the leading jockey. Arad Ortiz, Jose Ortiz, and Luis Saez each have 15 winners.
Wow.
Flavian Prat's got 14, so it's a four-way scrum for the leading rider. These guys will be on their bellies all week. So
What about the trainers? Trainers there quickly?
Wesley Ward and Brad Cox are tied for the lead there, so that standings, is they're up for grabs as well.
And we know that Rusty Arnold and Bill Mott are going for the winningest Keeneland trainer of all time. They're tied at 307, and Rusty Arnold gets into it right away in the first race. So we'll wait and see. Some titles up for grabs there in the final 3 days. What about a pick for today?
I'm going to go to that fourth race and take on Dwayne. Here's a price horse that you need to take a look. Number four, King of Ashes, overmatched last time in the Battaglia on the Tapita at Turfway Park, out of a mare who won a mile-and-a-half grass race by 9 lengths. So this horse wants to go long, wants to go on grass, gets the first chance to do it here. I think a chance to jump forward today at 10-1 on the morning line. I think we're going to get all of that. number 4, King of Ashes, race 4 at Keeneland.
All right, the fourth race at Keeneland. You like the 4, King of Ashes. And Dwayne comes with the 9. Hey, we got a Scirocco play to open up the week here in the fourth race at Keeneland. The Scirocco play will be the exacta box of 4994. Good prices on the morning line on both of those horses. And, of course, you like the 4, King of Ashes, in the fourth. And get the rest of the Lina Report right now here at the South Point, free of charge. Thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. Now we're going to go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Jerry, you know, when we're talking about the Kentucky Derby, I know you haven't done your figures yet on it, but you do talk a lot on this show about betting philosophies. Now, the Kentucky Derby is going to come up. The entire nation is, you know, they're going to have an opinion on the Derby. They're going to want to bet the Derby. A lot of people won't even know whether they want to bet 2 to win or 2 to show, etc. But for the regular players out there, what do you suggest about looking at the Kentucky Derby overall in a gambling aspect?
All right. So years ago, I did a seminar with John Lindo.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 2 Baffert horses. One was American Pharoah, and then there was the other one. And I liked the other one. And John said, oh, American Pharoah outworks him every day. He's much better. American Pharoah is a much better horse, which he was.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me decide to bet double the amount on the other horse. It's a very strange thing, because finding the winner of the Kentucky Derby is not what you're supposed to be doing. I mean, everybody thinks, oh, this is the right horse. This is the best horse. This is what. And, you know, emotionally, it feels right. I mean, you know, we go watch a football game. We try to pick the winner, maybe bet the winner or something like that. The Kentucky Derby comes along once a year. And in that one time per year, we get to see a different kind of horse racing result than we get to see almost anywhere else. For the same reason that John was, in my opinion, wrong for liking American Pharoah, is why I had Giacomo and some other great long shots. Because I'm just not going to look at what everybody's looking at. It's a crowded, in stock market, call it a crowded trade. But the horse is supposed to run. Last year we saw Fierceness was supposed to run, was the best maybe of the 3-year-olds at that time. He runs 3/4 of a mile and he stops running for who knows what reason.
Right.
Maybe something got caught in his shoe, or, you know, he popped a blood vessel. Who knows what happened? These races are historically just filled with great price horses that you don't get a winning set of great priced horses like you do in the Kentucky Derby over the last 25 years. It's such phenomenal.
Okay.
And I mean, how many horses have we had in the Kentucky Derby in the last 25 years that paid more than $50?
Well, here's the thing. In the last 10 years for the Kentucky Derby, the favorites have won 4 of them, and it was 2015, 16, 17, and 18. Haven't had a favorite win since then. And, of course, the longest price on the board, Rich Strike, won in 2022. So there's been all, like you said, a lot of...
What did he pay?
$160, something like that. But the point is, what you're saying is there's a lot of good value horses in between the longest price and the favorite as well. Listen, we got about
right.
20...
I mean,
we got about 20 seconds. We got about 20
I'll
seconds.
I'll answer you real quick. You should be betting the big riches.
There you go. Okay, 20 seconds left. You got Aqueduct Power Page today. Let's go.
No, we don't have a Power Page today. I'm sorry. We were traveling. I'm going to be working on it this morning getting it out, so I don't have it yet.
That's fine. That's okay. We do know that Aqueduct picked up a day today. And, of course, with Keeneland today, it's kind of a special day. But, Jerry, you were traveling and couldn't make it, so that's okay. In any case, you're right about that. As far as the Kentucky Derby, look for value. Without a doubt. And
absolutely.
And I'm sure that you will be when you finally get with us and give us your Derby pick as well. So without any further ado, no Power Page today for Aqueduct, but he'll be back in business tomorrow, folks. Don't worry about it. In the meantime, we keep trekking ahead with 10 days to go until the Kentucky Derby. Looking at it from the Las Vegas perspective, we'll be back tomorrow morning, God willing, at the same time. And in the meantime, Jerry's got one more thing to say. Say it, Jerry!
Have a great... great race day, everyone.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.